Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. We have the Think Tank coming up 1 hour from now. Jeff Rainford, who kind of ran the city back during the Francis Slay years, and Kurt Barr, who is the head of elections in St. Charles County. Two good guys, always have good conversations. So the reason we age is because our cells die and then replace themselves. And when you're young, it happens so easily and so frequently that you just ripen and ripen and ripen. And then one day you stop and you begin to rot. And there are these parts of our bodies on the cellular level that are shaped sort of like a horseshoe. And the end of them is called like a telomere or something. And you can tell basically someone's age and how they're aging by how long that is. It's sort of like a rubber end on a stick. And the shorter they get, the older you are. And when your cells die, they don't replace. And that's why people look old. You haven't seen someone in 10 years, like, oh my God, they really changed. Well, yeah, because they didn't replace their cells. So scientists announced today that they have paused cell death.
Whoa.
And so that could lead to stopping aging. It could lead to stopping cancer in its tracks, because that's what cancer is when cells kind of go rogue and they start developing. That's what skin cancer is and tumors. So that's really big news.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not perfected, obviously, but they say they have successfully paused cell death.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That seems pretty magical.
It's funny you're talking about aging like this, because I keep seeing studies and articles about the fact that you start aging rapidly at several ages in life. Like, you kind of hit a wall and it's like, okay, the change is going to happen now. The first one that comes up is 34, which I'm turning next month. The other one, Dave, is 60. So we're both in the
yeah,
that
I saw
awkward
that.
Phase.
I saw that.
Welp.
Yeah.
The goal is to hit them, though, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if you could pause at an age, or even de-age, Rach, would you let yourself get 5 or 10 years older and say, I'm going to see what 42 feels like for the rest of my life?
No, because I already feel differences from my 20s, like, pretty hard on certain things. So I would like to go back. I wouldn't go back to, like, 21 or something, but maybe, like, 27, 28. Yeah, I'm like, all right, you're going to pause it. Pause it quick, because like, I just do notice differences. But I will say I like getting older. Like, I've learned to embrace it. I think I had like kind of a panicky period there where I was just like, oh, this is really happening, huh? Like, you kind of just think it's not going to happen to you, and then it does. But then you realize, like, it is, like Wheels just implied, it is a privilege to get older, and I have better, like, mental, I'm stronger mentally than I was 10 years ago, so that's exciting.
And if my life is any indication of it, that's how life is I'm in disbelief that it's happening. I'm in disbelief that I'm 60. I'm in disbelief that my kids are the age that they are. And I think that's probably just how it goes.
Yep.
And then one day you're sitting in a doctor's office and they're saying cancer and you're in disbelief about that. And then one day your mom's in hospice and you're in disbelief. Like a lot of life is just coming to terms with things you never thought would happen, even though you knew proof positive that they would.
Yeah. You know, like on a logical level, but it doesn't change the fact that you hadn't done it before.
Yeah.
Which means when it does happen, you're like, oh, all right. Well, like, this is this.
I know I'm going to die.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I'm going to die.
No.
It's just a concept.
Yes.
Like watching a movie.
That's a great way to put it. It's a concept versus a reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I like that.
And I wonder if there's something in your brain that protects you from that. Otherwise, you might just spend your whole life just fixated on it. If you really could get in that space of you're going to be no more, you might just never get out of it. So, Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. I got a couple different things we can go to. Let's. I want to get to this one that's it's not super, super serious, but I thought it was interesting. So with all of the buzz around what's going on at Harvard and, you know, the president and the administration pressuring them and then they're fighting back, with all of that happening, it's all set in a landscape, right, where a lot of what's happened on college campuses over time has been political, right? We can go back to the 60s. But a lot of that wasn't, my understanding, was not directed by or influenced by the administration. But it does feel like for a period of time where administrations have felt like they kind of have to take a political stance on various things, right? We have to express our stance on this thing. And I thought it was interesting that Brown University is now adopting what they're calling institutional neutrality. So they are only going to speak to issues that relate to their mission as a university. Mm-hmm. They are not going to take a stand on Gaza. They're not going to take a stand on the presidency. They're not going to take a stand on Me Too or whatever. Like, it's only going to be on things that are a part of their institutional mission as a university. And it's a little controversial. There are a lot of people that don't like it. I think there are others that do. I'm just curious what you guys think about it, because I went to college in a time where my college did not take stands on anything.
Would have never considered it.
Did not take stands on anything. It wasn't required. It wasn't asked of them. But it wasn't a thing. And I feel like I prefer that, mm-hmm. because on every college campus, you have students of all backgrounds, political backgrounds, religious backgrounds. You have a lot of everything. Why should you have to take a stance that favors one group of people over another, regardless of whether it is quote unquote right or not? I'm not sure that there is, in a political sense, a good way to make everyone that you're, because your job is to educate everyone. Your job is to set up every student on your campus for future success. That's the mission of a university, or should be.
Yeah.
Do you guys like this idea of, you know what, when it's not something that is under our purview, we're just not taking a stand, and we're not going to issue statements about it.
I think it's too late. I think the horse is out of the barn. Genie's out of the bottle. But if I could put that genie back in the bottle, I would. If I could go back to 1984 politics, I would in a heartbeat, without hesitation. You know how they'll say, like, yeah, but if you went back, then you have this to contend with. Yeah, but on this one, 100%. There was a time when no one knew anyone's politics.
Right.
Unless someone was a politician.
Right.
And even then, you didn't know in deep, intimate ways. You just knew they had a D or an R, and, you know, you voted one way or the other, largely based in my neighborhood on whether you were a union worker or mm-hmm. not. Union workers voted Democrat. Management voted Republican. That's just the way it was. I would go back to that, because I think that's been a terrible thing for us. I think that we're learning so much. I think that my generation, more than any other, and not getting into like the Industrial Revolution or the Renaissance or things like that or AI, but just learning, I feel like my generation, we have learned a ton about what works and what doesn't. And we somehow got over our skis on politics. And I was talking to someone the other day, and we were meeting a new person, And one of the first things that the person I was with said is, what is their politics? And I thought, what a strange question. We would have never even considered, like, going to a ball game. We're going to a ball game. And the person wanted to know who the person we were meeting, what their politics was. And I got it. I understand it. You know, are they aggressive? Are they MAGA? Are they this? But I really, of all the things I yearn for from those days, that's the most.
I get what you're saying, and I don't personally look to any institution to tell me like how I should think or feel or how I should align myself. But I understand why institutions feel the need to take a stand on certain things. Like, just for an example, the Facebook comments that we got yesterday kind of helped educate me as like a person who's not in a marginalized group in any way. It's like, yeah, I mean, this is why we have Pride, is for like to stand up and say like, yeah, this is fine. Like, this is just who I am. All I'm doing is being myself. Other people have a problem with that. The hatred and the vitriol that we received just for platforming this yesterday was to me like kind of a good reminder of like why it exists in the first place. So I get like a college. Yeah, they probably shouldn't lean Democrat or Republican if you're going to invite both of those groups of people into your college. But other institutions, like, I see why they want to take stands and be like, hey, just so you know, like, we're not for racism, for example. Like, what's the harm in that? Like, why is it bad to say that you're against racism? I think that people are always going to complain no matter what you do. So you might as well lead with, hey, just so you know, the bad stuff, like, we don't like that. We like to include everyone.
You know, so much of life is just F around and find out. When the Bible could have been reduced to that, you know, and I think that the universities are finding out, you know, for decades, whoever thought about really going against Harvard? No one. It was just Harvard. You know, they're better than you. They know it. You know, it costs a lot of money to go there. You know, they're going to be rich when they get out. But Harvard was just Harvard. The way that the Cardinals are Cardinals and the, you know what I mean? It was just. And is, and then Trump went after him and have him down and holding him down with his knees and doing that spit thing. And like, they effed around and found out. I'm not saying that they were wrong.
Well, they may still win.
They could. Well, I think they probably will win in the courts, but they have been chastened. I mean, I think that they have probably learned their lesson about messing around with the chief executive.
And you know, you brought up the Trump thing. To me, that kind of made something click for me when it comes to Brown University. I highly doubt that Brown looked around and said, you know what? We've decided we just need to be more neutral because that's the right thing
to
do.
Oh, no, it's to avoid this.
Exactly. They want to avoid consequences.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, whenever, that's what a lot of, you know, these corporations are getting under my skin when it comes to something like Pride Month. Like, oh yeah, we're going to promote that when it's popular. But then when the Republicans get back in control, we don't do the rainbow flag during the month of June anymore. It's like, okay, so you're literally just flip-flopping to appease whoever's in power. That's pretty gross to me.
Yeah, that's exactly why Brown's doing it, right? I mean, that's exactly why it's doing. But in the end, might that not be a better policy so you don't get the back and forth? And now with businesses, that's their bottom line. They're going to go based on what it means for their profit, right? I mean, whether it's AB or McDonald's or anybody else, over time, that's ultimately going to be what drives what they do. With schools, again, you are educating on every one of these campuses. You've got, now I'm not talking about basic human rights stuff, right? All of these schools have policies directly related towards racism, sexism, things that are not, behaviors that are not acceptable on campus.
So
you have those structures in place. This is about when a new thing pops up, having to take a stand on it.
Yeah.
Like, should a college have a stand on an international incident, on an international political issue? I don't know. I think it's a fair question to ask. Do they have to take a position on all of them?
So McDonald's is a sponsor for Pride Fest. Chick-fil-A is solidly against gay marriage.
Right.
Do you think McDonald's is braver than Chick-fil-A? Are they the same level of brave for taking a stand?
I think they're similar in that they both have a stance that works for them. Right? I mean, put it this way. I think if McDonald's thought it was going to be a major threat to their brand, they'd change.
I agree with that.
I think Chick-fil-A would, too.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
I think Chick-fil-A is intentionally going for a certain type of audience who's going to connect. I mean, there are plenty of people who still go to Chick-fil-A who support gay rights. But, like, Chick-fil-A is doing the same thing McDonald's is doing. If you think McDonald's is, like, pandering in some way by doing Pride Month, like, Chick-fil-A is no one needed to know that you don't support gay marriage. No one needed to know that. Like, why did you say that in the first place? Oh, because you are pandering to your audience.
Well, nobody likes pandering unless somebody's pandering to them. Right? Everybody hates it unless you're the one being pandered to. Which is kind of that dynamic alone is what drives me crazy. Pandering's either not okay or it is. And if you're okay with people that you agree with pandering to you or people that think like you, then you should be okay with the other, and you can still disagree on the issue at hand.
I love to be pandered to.
Yeah, everybody does.
It's pretty nice.
It's a good feeling.
The only one that does this is Andrew.
He panders to you.
But I appreciate it. Here comes Andrew. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah. We're breathing.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. If you guys had one question you could ask in the afterlife, what would it be?
What the heck?
Kind of me too.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. WTF, what was that?
What the heck was all that back there?
Yeah. That's one reason, as an agnostic, one who does not believe in major religions, that I would be happy to believe, because it would be great to have this crazy ass Mr. Toad's Wild Ride summed up by a deity to my satisfaction. Now, I can imagine a quote unquote lesser deity giving me an example and me going, I don't buy it. But assuming the deity is all that, it would be wonderful to have all of this summed up and me go, makes sense.
You know what I would ask?
What?
If I got up to heaven and I met God, I would ask him, how come the foods that are good for you all taste really bad, and all the foods that are really bad for you all taste good?
It's as good a question as any.
That is like a trick. That's a trap. That's so messed up.
Yeah. That falls under my what the heck.
Yeah.
That's why I kept it simple, because there's a lot of what the hecks.
Because nutritionists will tell you we crave fat, salt, and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a dickin'. What do you mean? Like, those are all the things that kill us.
You're telling me?
We should all be, like, trying to sneak kale at night.
Mm-hmm.
I
can't wait for Brussels sprouts.
Is that because those, like, way, way, way back in the day, those were the things that were the hardest to find?
I don't know. I mean, I doubt we even had, like, we didn't really have sugar.
I'm sure we knew of things that were sweet, though, right? Like fruits.
Okay, that actually seems to make a little bit of sense to me. That, like, you know, we needed to be driven to go and find, you know, fats and salts and things because they're not naturally occurring in the stuff that comes out of the ground. And we do need some element of that stuff for a healthy diet, right? So maybe we had to be driven to go and hunt and all that stuff versus just like grabbing whatever
and hunt for cookies
out of the ground.
And she was drifting through the backyard, and she was taking off
whatever this world can give to me. Welcome back, guys.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
GS 104.1 FM KMOX. Dave Murray joined us. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
So, warmest day of the week this today?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still not. It's not offensive.
Oh no! 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 Not at all. We are watching some really wicked thunderstorms in northwest Missouri right now, west of Columbia. Mm-hmm. They will stay far to our west and northwest. They're not a concern for the St. Louis area. There's a front out there. It's kind of hanging around. And the storms are moving off to the northeast, so they're having a hard, hard time moving to the west in that process. Now, that said, we're in an unsettled stretch because this front, very typical this time of year, the front will get a little closer. It will wave around. It will get stuck. There's not a lot of push, and it kind of hangs around until something comes along and pushes it out of the way. So there'll be some scattered showers. Could be a rumble of thunder tonight, Wednesday, and into Thursday. Nothing severe. No all-day rain. Temperatures about 80 tomorrow, 83 on Thursday. Friday, the front should be waving around pretty close to the St. Louis area as it drifts around. And then that'll be the best chance for some strong to severe weather will be Friday. What time of day? I'm not sure yet. Not sure. But then something does come along and slowly give it a nudge, but not big enough. Still unsettled over the weekend.
Okay. So kind of par for the course. What kind of
yes.
what we have now?
As far as this spring is concerned, yes.
Okay. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. According to a new study, more than half of the top 100 mental health TikToks contain misinformation. As people increasingly turn to social media for mental health support, research has revealed that many influencers are peddling misinformation, including misused therapeutic language and quick fix solutions and false claims.
More than just mental health, too. They're doing that for regular health, too.
Because, and finance.
Because
and
coincidentally, whatever. There's a product Weather. For sale in their bio. mm-hmm.
Just something to keep in mind. Just because you see it on the internet doesn't mean that it's true. Marijuana use among American senior citizens has risen dramatically, actually, among seniors 65 and older in the United States. About 7% of seniors said they were current weed users in 2023. That's up from just 5% in 2021. And that's a nearly 46% increase in just 2 years.
A lot of people using them in nursing homes.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people who I work with in nursing homes say that their family brings them gummies. So,
doesn't that seem like a pretty good idea?
Yeah.
Rather than just taking pain pills and things along those lines?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a little uncomfortable, though, because I like gummies, but I keep seeing these studies that say that cannabis is bad for you, bad for your heart, bad for your brain, bad for your aging, bad for cancer, and I just don't understand it since it's a naturally occurring substance, but it gives me pause.
Tobacco is, too.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just, I mean, it's not a miracle solution.
Right.
Nothing is.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing is. And you kind of got to side eye the people who are like, it fixes everything. Because it's like, well, no, it doesn't. It can actually be really bad for, it can really, really help some people. And it can be a huge detriment to others.
So before I ever started to, you know, eating gummies, probably 5 years ago, Rach, you'll remember when we had the guy on, the pro cannabis guy.
Yeah.
Wheels, you'd have loved this guy. I mean, he was more pro-cannabis than I've ever been pro-anything. And the last thing he said was, and it actually helps me be a better driver. I'm more focused when I'm really high. And we're like, okay.
No, it does not.
Okay. Better go to break.
The law would disagree with you, brother.
Very sad story here. Some parents in North Carolina have been charged after their unattended son, who is 7 years old, was killed walking home from the store. So he was walking home with his 10-year-old brother and ended up running into traffic. The parents have been charged with involuntary manslaughter and child neglect for allowing the unsupervised walk, but the driver of the car will face no charges as no wrongdoing was found.
Okay, so let me just be completely honest. I'm picturing two kinds of parents. I'm picturing horrible monsters who don't care about their kids and were high on crack when they went to the store. And then I'm picturing good parents who are more throwbacky to my parents and said, you're 10 and 7, you can walk to the store and back together, just be careful. And I'm being very prejudiced or very something in my definition of those two kinds of parents, but I can imagine allowing a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old to go out on their own and come back.
I did. When I was 10, I was always doing that stuff.
Oh, we all did, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, how far, does it say in the story, Rach, like how far of a walk it is? Like,
let me try to find that.
Because a lot of what our limitations were was which kinds of streets we were allowed to cross and which ones we were not, right? Yeah. So certain big roads, you're like, nope, you cannot cross that. But we weren't being handheld. We were out on our own in the neighborhood. And we just knew the rules.
Yeah.
And we either followed them or we didn't, but that didn't make our parents bad parents. Like, no. I'm not sure I understand how it's a crime to say my kid can walk to the store.
On its face, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, none of the stories I'm looking at are saying the distance to the store.
I mean, like if it's 10 miles, it's probably a lot.
When I was 7, I had a lawn business.
Yeah.
I was using power equipment.
Yeah, I mean, I
blessings from my parents. Yeah. Go for it.
I know it's because we all grew up. The three of us grew up in a time that was just the norm. You had, even as a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kid, you had freedoms to move around the neighborhood and learn to navigate traffic. We played football and baseball in the street. We literally played in the street and be like, "Up, car!" and everybody gets out of the way. Like, that was normal thing. I don't think it's abnormal to say two kids that are 7 and 10, old enough to be learning math in school, to be reading, could navigate to a store. Now, again, if they're walking 10 miles to the store, that's probably a bit much. If you're crossing a 6-lane highway or a 6-lane road, maybe not a real highway, but a 6-lane road, maybe that's a little too dangerous. But short of that, how is it a crime to just say your kid can handle this?
Yeah, I thought the involuntary manslaughter charge was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean,
that's an overcharge for sure.
Is it morally wrong to let your child walk to the store with their older sibling?
But you get my point. Do you change your mind if you get a look at the parents and they're scumbags and they're on drugs and they don't care about the kids?
Is it morally wrong to let your 7-year-old child walk to the store with their older sibling? It remains the same for me.
Oh, not to me.
I mean, I get what you mean about the general upbringing, but the decision, that specific decision, is the same thing. It's the
it's the same act, but I think it's different mens rea. It's different. Mm.
If the parents had it in their hearts, like, have fun, kids, like, that makes it okay. But if they're just like, yeah, go ahead and go to the store.
Yes.
Also, we're scumbags.
It certainly changes the upbringing the kids are getting.
Yes.
Like, that part is, of course.
Yeah.
Let's move on here. Your coffee habit could be linked to healthier aging. This is according to another new study. They only studied women, though. Women who drank 1 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee per day in their 50s were more likely to reach older age free from major chronic diseases and with good cognitive, physical, and mental health. Hmm. Which is nice if you're a coffee lover.
It's funny. I don't know if I said this on the air, but Trish said the other day, she was going to a doctor and she said, after 50, it's all about just staying alive. And it's so true. It's so true. Like, in your 30s, you go to the doctor and it's just like, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, fine.
See you in
20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew had this on the sheet, too. The snack wrap is coming back. McDonald's is bringing back a fan favorite, and they've finally announced the date. It's coming back on July 10th. So not too much longer to wait.
What is it?
Snack wrap.
Oh,
the McDonald's snack wrap.
Mm-hmm. Good, good.
Mm-hmm. What is that? I have no idea.
Chicken wrapped in a little tortilla, mm-hmm. little cheese, oh, okay. little ranch dressing, strip. Or barbecue
it's
sauce.
A chicken strip and a little tortilla, and there's going to be a spicy one and a ranch one.
Yeah.
White guy taco. It's going to be a ranch one and a spicy one. I don't know what the spicy entails necessarily. And then they throw some lettuce and some shredded cheese in there. You got a snack wrap going.
Yeah. It's a taco.
Let's do one more story here. Burger King has surprised the teen who rushed to work after graduation with a $10,000 scholarship. So he gets that on top of the GoFundMe, which has grown to $187,000. I mean, I'm totally fine with Burger King making the decision to give the $10,000 scholarship. I think that's really nice. But yeah, kind of like I said yesterday, my feelings are a little mixed as far as like, he's won the lottery and now he has $200,000. It's like,
you know,
hey,
before
there are other kids who do this who don't get monetary rewards for it. They just get their Burger King paycheck. So.
I don't know. The Burger King part, like, so if the kid didn't go viral, you weren't going to do jack squat but pay a minimum wage.
No.
And we're going to fight to keep those wages as low as we can possibly keep them.
Yeah.
But yet now it's viral. So let's, hey, marketing opportunity. Here we go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Welcome back, DG.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes. Did you want to follow up on that, Rich?
Yeah, I just kept thinking of the story of the 7-year-old who was killed crossing the road in North Carolina. Dave, you were saying, like, to you, it kind of depends on the family as far as how you're going to judge the situation. It reminds me of this story that's been in the news. There's a social media influencer whose son drowned in their backyard pool recently. I'm not going to say her name, but the little boy was, they didn't have a fence up around the pool. They didn't have the net on the pool. He fell in. He drowned. He's gone. Very tragic. Since she had opened up her life to the public, people were very invested in her kids. You know, you use your kids for social media likes. People are going to be curious when something like this happens. But since they are a nice, wealthy family, many people in the comments are saying, like, oh, you can't say anything about this. Like, there should be no speculation here. You should leave them alone. They're a nice family. Now, the influencer themselves is requesting to keep the records of this incident private because it's turned into a media frenzy. She doesn't want anyone to know about it. And I just thought it was interesting that since it's happened in a rich person's in-ground pool, we got to give them privacy and, you know, this is just a tragedy. However, if the 3-year-old would have drowned at a daycare event or something, people, even when someone's watching, you know, 20 kids at a time, it'd be like, they're completely incompetent. We need to hold them to account. It's just interesting the way we view these things through, like, people's social status, basically. Yeah. I'm not saying we need to. I feel terrible for this woman. She has to live the rest of her life without her 3-year-old son. It's awful. But to extend more compassion because she's a rich influencer doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, again, if this were to happen to a situation that, you know, oh, that's like a trashy family, it's like you need to hold them to account. But they're nice, so it's okay. No, it's either the child is gone or not. Like, it really boils down to what happened. Was there actual negligence there? That's really all that matters at the end of the day, right?
No.
What else matters then?
I think circumstances matter. I think past behaviors matter. I think the whole area of what was going on matters. I think that, and I don't think it's about wealth, but I think it's about parenting. If you show me a couple of parents who are addicted and they're not good parents, and, you know, we could argue until the show's over about it, but just go with me on that. You would accept that they were bad parents and bad people. I view it differently. I think that good people, good, solid, non-scumbag parents can be negligent, and that negligence can lead to an injury or death. And if so, they should be held accountable in spite of their shininess. And I think that scumbag parents can not be negligent. And you shouldn't assume just because of that, well, I'm sure they did something wrong. So I agree with you that the devil's in the details, the proof's in the pudding of what actually occurred, who was where when this happened. But if I'm being honest, I'm going to look at them differently. I'm going to say, well, sure, if you are addicted and your kids aren't eating regular meals and they don't go to school on a regular basis and you don't even come home half the time, I can believe you probably did something to lead to this. I don't think
but you're not talking from
that.
A legal view. You're just talking about, like, that's how I see it.
No, both.
Because I can't believe a prosecutor would be able to account for that. You'd have to be like, what was the decision and what did it lead to?
Well, for example, let's say that someone has had DFS called on them successfully three or four times and almost lost their kid several times. You wouldn't look at them differently if they had an incident happen?
Well, I mean, you have priors that inform that decision.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if it's the same decision on the same road from the same two parents? Like, say, two different sets of parents, because your previous actions do come into play with your punishments, right? Just like repeat offenders.
I think that if you are a very fastidious parent who believes in free range raising of kids, and you let a 10-year-old walk home from school on their own, it's different than someone who is too drunk to take their kid to the store. I think that's different.
They're definitely two different situations.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out how, boy, that's an interesting call.
Yeah. And we had someone write in. We're out of time now, but when we come back for the think tank, I'll bring it up to you. Someone pushing back on what you said about Brown University. So remind me of that. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.